Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio Weekly Arts Interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. Guy Raz is with me. He's the host and editorial director of the TED Radio Hour. The radio show takes listeners on a journey through the world of ideas, heard Wednesdays on Montana Public Radio. TED Radio Hour has become the fastest growing program in public radio history and one of the top podcasts in the United States. Guy Raz is a longtime award-winning host and correspondent with NPR News. And Raz is also the host of a new podcast, How I Built This, about innovators and entrepreneurs. We've heard excerpts on All Things Considered and Morning Edition, and it's a great new podcast. So welcome to Montana Public Radio. One of the things I love about the TED Radio Hour and How I Built This is how it celebrates the determination and better nature of people. In these complicated times where there's so much difficult news, was that one of the goals? Look for things in humanity that's a positive, hopeful outtake?
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's exactly the idea behind the shows, Michael. Both TED Radio Hour and How I Built This are, at their core, optimistic shows. You know, we are very deliberately optimistic. And it's not Pollyannish. It's more about recognizing that there's a sense of possibility in the world. You know, we look at our world every day, and we experience it through a variety of prisms, whether it's watching the election or hearing about war and conflict. And I think many people get a sense of despair. They have a sense of despair that the world is collapsing. And I believe that that's not true. And I think that one of the ways to prove that is to kind of reframe the way we see certain things in the world. And there is incredible possibility and incredible, you know, joy and energy and dynamism. And so what I'm trying to do with both the TED Radio Hour and How I Built This is to capture that. You know, TED Radio Hour is about what it means to be human and the shared experiences of being human. So we all, we're all born, we die, we are cruel, we're loving, we're jealous, we're violent. We have the capacity to collaborate and to imagine the future and the past and to create. We're the only species on the planet that can do this. And that's what we try to capture on the show. You know, the amazing things about being human. And How I Built This is a bit more granular. It's the amazing individual stories of some of the most iconic companies and brands in America and in the world, really, and how they were built by people who really had to struggle and face some enormous challenges and obstacles to get it to where, you know, in many cases, to be, you know, iconic companies today.
Some of the most powerful radio I think we're creating in the system are things like StoryCorps and things that are these individual stories of humanity. And I love that about what you're trying to do with this project as well. Let me ask you this. You seem to be generally a very curious person. I mean, obviously, you're an interviewer. You've done thousands of interviews. But you often ask questions that talk about some of the more intangible traits that, in the case of this podcast, that, you know, the successful creators have. Talk about that, your own kind of personal curiosity and how, what do you look for when you're diving in and trying to find out how, what makes someone tick?
Yeah, I mean, I am looking for those qualities that begin to explain why these people are different from you and me, because everybody listening at some point in their life had an idea. They tried something, they bought something, they used something, and they said, this isn't that great. I can do something better. And so what is it that differentiates the person who says, and I'm going to now make it, I'm going to make this thing and try to sell it with the rest of us? And I don't think there's a huge difference. I think most of these entrepreneurs, virtually all of them, are similar, very similar, identical to the rest of us. But what they've done is they've worked really hard on honing certain qualities that are crucial for succeeding in this world. Optimism is absolutely crucial. You've got to be an optimist, and you've got to believe, even when the data and the evidence suggests otherwise, even in the face of overwhelming odds, if you believe in your product, and it sounds simple or like a Vince Lombardi speech, but it's true. If you believe in it, if you really think that people are going to use this, it's going to eventually happen, or you are going to evolve and do something else. The other, I think, really important quality that I've found is resilience. You know, you I think for many people, failure is, most people, failure is hard. It's hard for even for people who succeed eventually. But failure is so important. And the ability to get back up and to keep on going is very hard. But it's a big reason why some companies work and others don't, because the people who make it went through failures, but they somehow pulled themselves through it by a combination of deep optimism and just incredible resilience.
Well, it's fascinating, I think, also to get a glimpse behind the curtain, if you will, to look back and to talk with these people and discover that in every one of these stories, you know, thinking about the creation of Clif Bars and what an incredible company, but how in the moment of creation there was a moment, or with the Instagram guys, how those little aha moments of discovery of like, okay, this one piece tipped the pendulum. It tipped the scale and made the entire thing possible in some ways. I love that everybody seems to have that aha moment, and you're looking for that and helping share with the rest of us how that works, how you don't want to ignore those aha moments, right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Airbnb was a completely different concept, really, until, and they were around for about 3 years. Before they started to get some traction. And it really was about understanding that people weren't that interested in just staying in some random stranger's home if it didn't feel real. And the aha moment for them was Joe Gebbia, the co-founder, he literally went to the homes of the first few people who signed up for Airbnb and said, look, he was a good photographer. He said, can I just take pictures of your home and then post those up? And he used that as a guideline for people, sort of saying, this is how you want to take photos of your home. And that was transformational. That took Airbnb from a company worth nothing to one worth, you know, $30 billion today.
Can you say something about the collaboration process with the TED Radio Hour and how this project is looking for these wonderful creative innovators and ideas? I know in the case of TED, it's such a great transition to bring some of these fabulous ideas to the air. It was a slam dunk idea, I thought, for radio. It's been wonderful here in Montana, and I'm so pleased to see the success of the show. But in the case of even with the new podcast, how are you finding people, and what are the kind of angles of curiosity that you're going into? Are you looking for small businesses too in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we're open to great stories. You know, we have most of our first season done, so we've got about a year of interviews that are in production or post-production right now. So, you know, you're going to hear the stories of Southwest Airlines and Starbucks and Patagonia and, you know, Atari and the Boston Beer Company and Airbnb and Instagram. You're going to hear those stories. But, you know, down the road, we're going to focus on other stories and on smaller stories. I think this first year, we really wanted to get people excited about the show. And we wanted people to say, oh yeah, I know what that is. Sure, I'll listen to how that happened, and to get them, you know, excited about this idea that we're living in this moment, I think, in American history, where there is a renaissance of creativity and of you know, building things and of energy and dynamism. And I think it's very real. I think we're going to look back at this time and compare it to, you know, those moments in the 20th century where, you know, Edison and Ford and Eastman and others, you know, developed these incredible companies and brands. And I think, you know, we're going to look back on Elon Musk and Steve Jobs and some of these, you know, Larry Page and Sergey Brin at Google and say that we lived during that time.
Montana Public Radio is fundraising next week, and we know our listeners are passionate and curious and engaged. What would you say to Montanans about the importance of this kind of radio and podcasts? I hear it in your voice in every show you do. You're passionate about what you do.
Oh, there's no question about it. And, you know, look, the thing about public radio is we can experiment. We can try things. And we can fail, too. And that's the beauty of it. But as a result of that, we can make shows that are better, that are richer, that bring things to your lives and your world in ways that you know, I don't find in other, you know, other parts of the media landscape, because we have the time and we have the passion and we have the, you know, we're not bound to, you know, beholden to any commercial interests. We're not doing shows for ratings. We're doing shows because we think they're good and we think that you will love them. And I think the content that we produce in public media speaks for itself. I think it's great stuff, and it's really designed to enrich the lives of the people who are part of our community, the listeners.
Guy Raz is the host and editorial director of the TED Radio Hour and the creator and host of How I Built This, a podcast about innovators, entrepreneurs, and idealists. Listen for excerpts on the network programs and get the podcast from your regular podcast source. Guy Raz, thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael.